Hey, I hope it's okay that I called. I guess it's too late now. I've just been thinking about you a lot. Yeah, I know we broke up. I can't stop thinking about you. Well, to be perfectly honest, I've been thinking about the last night we were together. Do you remember? We went to that cheesy bar for your friend's birthday. Seriously, Dive Bar is the name of that bar. So stupid. I remember we had an argument that morning. Big shock, I know. But I don't even remember what it was about. Something pointless, I'm sure. I remember I was dreading going out, but I went because I knew at least some of my friends would be there. I purposely wore that short blue dress that you love just to piss you off. When we got there, I immediately left you to go hang out with the girls. I also immediately began drinking. I'm not a big drinker, but I was that night, huh? I seriously don't even remember how many shots I took. I remember later I was dancing with some friends, being stupid and trying to look sexy, and I looked over and I saw you, alone at a table in the back. You were watching me, and you had this brooding look on your face. I slowly walked over to you, and we just stared at each other in silence. The bar had emptied out quite a bit, and we were in a fairly secluded area. Not private by any means, but my drunk ass didn't care. You were sitting on a bar stool, and then you stretched one of your legs out in front of you. I accepted the invitation. I moved in closer to you, and then put my legs on either side of your leg, straddling your leg. I started rubbing my pussy up against your leg, very, very slowly. You looked me in the eyes the entire time, never flinching. Our faces were so close, but we never touched. The sound of the music and the people faded away as I continued rubbing myself on your leg, riding you, eyes locked. I didn't care. I was in my own world. I started grinding a little faster, a little harder. I didn't take my eyes off of yours, but I knew your cock was getting hard. I know you too well to think this wasn't getting you fucking hot. Could feel that my pussy was getting your jeans wet. Fuck. That made me even wetter, knowing that I was marking your leg for everyone to see. I remember the friction on my clit felt warm, electric. Even if I wanted to stop, I couldn't. I felt you move your leg up a little, and it pushed harder into my pussy. I started grinding faster. There was no way it wasn't obvious to other people what I was doing. I was fucking your leg hard. I swear to God, just staring into your eyes made me come. I came so fucking hard. My pussy just pulsating against your leg. Remember my knees almost giving out. I am not sure if that was from the alcohol or the orgasm. Probably a little of both. You grabbed me to steady me, and then dragged me into the bathroom. You tossed me up on the counter and kissed me. Hard. My entire body felt that fucking kiss. Fuck. I can still feel your cheek against mine. You tasted like whiskey or brandy. One of those brown liquors I can't stand. But this time, mixed with your breath, your scent, your tongue, fuck, it tasted like a goddamn dream. I can't remember if you ripped my panties off or what, but they were gone. You undid your pants and plunged your cock straight in. Fuck. I wrapped my legs around you, pulling you in deeper. I grabbed your hair and pulled you closer, feeling your hot breath in my ear. Apparently, you had the foresight to lock the door, because I remember someone knocking. Sorry, occupied. Every time your cock thrust into me, the counter creaked, alerting everyone outside to our fucking. Not that our moans didn't do that already. It didn't take long. You came inside of me, and then we both sat silently, your cock still inside of me. I tried to regain a semblance of composure. You looked me in the eyes while you zipped up your pants. Then you walked out, leaving me sitting on the counter. Your cum slowly dripping out of my pussy. I walked out of the bathroom and decided to just get a lift to take me home. I wished your friend a happy birthday, and I slowly walked past you to the door, your cum still dripping out of me, dripping down my leg. Did you notice? I left it there for you. I marked you, and you marked me one last time. Remember that night? Do you ever think about it? Well, if your knee ever gets cold, I'm always up for a ride.